have the federal government stepped up and worked more? Because, listen, Bobby, I can't prove it tonight. You can't prove it. But intuitively, you look at the spike, you look at what happened with the Marisol, there is no doubt in my mind. Maybe it's 2 years from now. Maybe it's 5 years from now. Maybe it's 10 years from now. We're going to find out that the Marisol causes, in my opinion, autism.
You know what? Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., your HHS secretary. I'm happy to report that last week we closed the final chapter in the long history of thimerosal in the United States.
HHS Secretary RFK Jr. has suspended the Biden-era program that fired medical workers that wouldn't take poison shots around the country. Basically told the hospitals to do it. Hundreds of thousands were fired. And more importantly, banned the mercury-based substance, thimerosal, in all vaccines.
Thimerosal, of course, is a mercury-based vaccine preservative. Its main component, ethyl mercury, is a known and very potent neurotoxin. Until we withdrew the recommendation last week, flu shots containing thimerosal, astonishingly, were still being administered to millions of Americans, including pregnant women and children. In early 2001, the director of the FDA Office of Vaccine Research and Review, late William Egan, admitted under oath before Congress that thimerosal safety had never been studied in human beings.
Mr. Egan, has thimerosal ever been tested by our health agencies?
It's been only in that there were those early tests that you know of that were done by Lilly.
And when was that test done? That was done in 1929.
Yes. And
let's follow up on that. In 1929, they tested this on 27 people that were dying of meningitis. All of those people died of meningitis, and so they said there was no correlation between their death and the mercury in the vaccines. That is the only test that's ever been done on thimerosal that I know of. Can you think of any other?
No, in people, no. For accidental exposures.
So we have mercury that's being put into people's bodies in the form of this preservative and has been since the 30s, and it's never been tested by our health agencies. And yet you folks come here and you testify that there's no conclusive evidence, and the IOM says they favor, get this, they don't say they're sure, they say they favor rejection of a causal relationship between mercury and autism and other neurological disorders.
Further, CDC has no existing guidelines for safe exposures to ethyl mercury. It is therefore inexcusable that these agencies allowed neurotoxic mercury to be injected into Americans for so long. A quick search of the National Library of Medicine's PubMed and PubChem websites nets thousands of studies on search terms such as mercury neurotoxicity, mercury in development, and mercury in the brain. Hundreds of them identify thimerosal as a potent neurotoxin, a carcinogen, a mutagen, and an endocrine disruptor.
Dr. Makary says NIH brewed up virus that killed 20 million people worldwide, but what he's talking about is how they're still trying to send funding into it. And so, yeah, Trump's cut a lot of this funding, all of it needs to be cut.
The FDA is strong, and it's going to continue to be strong. The cuts were consolidations. There was no layoffs to scientific reviewers or inspectors at the FDA. Mm-hmm. There was consolidation of the 12 travel offices at the FDA. And so we're going to institute teamwork and break up the fiefdom culture within the agency.
It's an interesting conversation.
And they've already done that. I mean, they've already fired In all three of those agencies, all of the boards.
RFK Jr. doing great work, continuing to help make America healthy again. War Room starts on the other side of this break.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gentlemen, it's Wednesday, August 6, 2025. This is the InfoWars War Room, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. Starts now. And I already had a bunch of news in a geopolitical stack dealing with some developments in Israel. But I think really more pertinently, the fact that you have a massive group of AIPAC congressmen in Israel right now while they're on recess. And you had Mike Johnson, who promised, oh no, when we're on recess, we're going to keep up the work and I'm going to be in my district talking to my constituents and we're going to help Trump get the recess appointments. And then what happened? Thune and Johnson organized a plan to stop Trump from doing recess appointments. He's had zero. Presidents usually get dozens or hundreds of recess appointments. Trump gets zero, thanks to Thune and Johnson. MAGA, baby. That's who Trump's riding with, by the way. But not only that, Mike Johnson, of course, goes to Israel. But maybe we just misinterpreted it when Mike Johnson said, well, I'm going to be in my home district during the recess. Well, maybe his home district is Israel, actually. Maybe that's all these congressmen and women's home district is in Israel. Maybe that's what he meant. So we'll look at that and then some of the other developments that we have on that situation. But it's just embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. And, you know, maybe it would be one thing if it was calmer times around this subject and it was calmer times in the Middle East. But right now you're doing this when Israel is less popular than ever. When the situation in Gaza is now being fully revealed, it's just outright evil. And again, today, I will choose not to air it, but these are journalists that are on the ground. You can verify it. They're reporting from Gaza every day. And it's just some of the sickest footage you've ever seen at a food aid truck delivery stop, and it's just dead bodies bleeding out, shot by the IDF. Now, they claim it's the IDF. Now, I wouldn't doubt that Hamas is up to shenanigans with the aid as well. But both of these groups are obviously at war, and it's just despicable. But what's going on to the Gazan people is just completely unbelievable at this point. But yeah, Hamas is like, we're taking the aid. We're here fighting the enemy. We're here fighting the people that just destroyed your city and are about to take your land. We're here fighting the enemy that set us up. Literally. So yeah, we're going to feed the people that are actually fighting the evil and fighting the war, and they don't care about the rest. So I don't doubt that Hamas is engaged in stuff like that. But I don't have the footage of Hamas just sitting there like it's a game at the food aid centers and just shooting people. Hamas gets in there and takes it back to wherever they are hiding. It's like the IDF gets there and sits up there like it's a video game laughing, and it's like, oh, let's just shoot a couple people. So I'm not going to show the footage, but it's just like, you know,
it'd be one thing, okay, whatever, Israel, greatest ally, it's not going to last much longer, but fine, okay, we're supposed to buy it. They all go over there, do the wall act, everything else, go meet with Netanyahu again. But it's like right now, the timing, you know, people are upset with what's going on in Congress. Trump's approval rating is going down. We're not getting much done here on the America First agenda that we want. But it's, hey, our priorities are in a foreign country. Our priorities are in Israel. So bye-bye, suckers. That's where we're going. But hey, there's no Israeli influence. It's all Qatar is what I'm told. So what am I doing? It's weird. Oh, and by the way, it appears that the Times of Israel agrees with me that Donald Trump and this whole Epstein drip, drip, drip thing is Israel doing it to bait him into a war with Iran. And again, I just think it's the most logical conclusion. So it's like, yeah, I'm upset at the way Trump has handled the Epstein files, but with my own logic, I say at the same time, It's also he's rejecting a larger war in Iran, and the drip, 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 he's just letting it happen. So it could have been handled better, and who knows what we end up getting with the Epstein files. It'll be a disaster if Maxwell walks and we get nothing. But yeah, I mean, they're definitely, whoever's got the Trump file, and it's not the Democrats, whoever has the Trump file is trying to get him to do something and saying, hey, we're just going to keep the drips then. And he's obviously saying, fine, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not going to do a larger war in Iran. I'm not going to do an outright blessing of what Israel is doing in Gaza. I've got to at least try to appear neutral on what's happening to the people there. And nope. The Times of Israel is like, yeah, this is definitely Israel with the Epstein files trying to blackmail Trump into war. So we'll have that coming up, too. And then I guess there's a Maxwell development. As it's kind of like they try to keep it on the hush-hush. And President Trump is like, well, I knew nothing of the deal that Todd Blanche cut. I don't know. I doubt that. I don't really think it's that big of an issue. Whether he knew or not, I'd say I'd be surprised if he didn't know about that. But I guess there's a potential he didn't. But it looks like, now Maxwell says, okay, yeah, Trump didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't a predator. All right, well, we already landed on that conclusion. So does that mean, because obviously she's trying to get out. She doesn't want to spend another 10 years or whatever it is in that Fed camp, even though it is basically like a high school, like high school cafeteria, gym, lounge, you know, very low security, if any at all. Hell, better than most people in major metropolitan areas probably live. Top Trump officials will discuss Epstein strategy at Wednesday dinner hosted by Vance. Yeah, well, there were supposed to be some announcements from the White House this afternoon. I don't know what's going to come of that. Trump and the White House did announce that they are open to or perhaps even seeking negotiations with Putin right now on what's happening with the war in Ukraine and the kind of political fallout that they've had in the last couple of months, which is good. Those two need to sit down. That's the most important meeting. And it's like, you know, we can sit here and talk about the Israel issue all day long. It will be talked about all day long, but I mean, that's a simple fix. That's just like, hey, we just got to get out of there. Just got to get a divorce with Israel. We just got to decouple from the Middle East. Let them figure it out. We're done. We've been there for decades, and nothing good has come of it. Certainly hasn't benefited us, at least that we know of. There's, you know, oil deals and resource deals and mineral deals and who knows what else really went on. But as far as we know, as far as what we're supposed to believe, surface value, it's been of no benefit to the United States. None. Now, I'm sure there's secret stuff that happens that, you know, we're getting something out of it. But for the public consumption, it looks bad. But no, bigger picture, an American relationship with Israel, not really a big deal, probably a net negative, unless you want to support the military-industrial complex, which is where they always go. Oh, but look, Israel buys all the weapons. Oh, okay, so you like the military-industrial complex. Oh, but, oh, they share intelligence. Oh, you mean Israel spies on us. You like getting spied on. No, for a bigger geopolitical impact, the United States and Russia should be top allies. That's what would really benefit the world. That's what would really benefit both countries. That's what could really, I think, keep the U.S. dollar strong. And then some of the other countries will kind of fall in line and say, okay, well, we can now make oil deals and trade deals, and we'll keep the U.S. dollar strong. But, oh, you start to really get into bed with Israel and just refuse to go anywhere else, all of a sudden Russia and the BRICS countries are going to say, U.S. dollar? Over her. Not really interested anymore. So I'll get deeper into that. Now, I'll have a little update on some of the drama here in Texas. It's a familiar story with Republicans at the end of the day. It's pretty much the same story, whether it's Republicans in Texas, whether it's Republicans in D.C. Like to talk a big game, but can't seem to get the ball into the goal, if they're even trying. Still a big fat goose egg on the board, if you catch my drift. Plenty of opportunities to score points, plenty of opportunities to slam dunk it, but they prefer 0 points on the board. So that's just the Republican Party in a nutshell. And if you recall, because people kept blowing me up about this, and I said, look, it's not my story, it's not my scoop. But if you recall, it was probably a week or two ago, maybe a month now, I don't know, time is like a blur. And I said, there's about to be a big story that's going to drop on a popular Republican congressman. And I tied it into some other story that I teased and then came out. Well, now the story's dropped. And you may have seen it today. It's not really getting much play, but I think that's because the real big story hasn't really dropped yet. So you can look at what's coming out right now, and it's like, oh, this doesn't look good for the individual. But if this story gets to the next level, then it's going to start to implicate some other things that go on in D.C. You know, the stuff that Madison Cawthorn talked about, that type of stuff. Yeah. So that tease that I did a couple weeks ago, we have a delivery today. We can deliver the news for you today. But it's not even the full story yet. And the people that are involved now are like, okay, how much farther do we want to go? Can we do enough reputational damage to this guy or whatever their goal is? Or do we need to keep pressing forward? Because you look at the individual who's implicated here, seems he's not intimidated at all by this, which is pretty strange. But that's just Washington, D.C., you know? That's just Washington, D.C. for you. And then we do have some other healthcare news. We just heard from RFK Jr. We've got some other healthcare news dealing with health insurance, dealing with this deal that's happening in California, specifically Los Angeles. It is truly wild. And it's almost like I want to open up the phones and try to take some calls from Los Angeles. When these deportations started, because this goes, this is like a river that goes into like a bunch of different areas. Water feeds into all these different areas with this river. And that's the illegal immigration and the deportations. So they start mass deportations, and all of a sudden traffic in Los Angeles, which is like a nightmare. Anybody that's tried to drive in Los Angeles knows what a nightmare it is. And then all the deportations happen, and traffic is just gone. Like, what the hell? People haven't seen this in decades. Open highways. They're like, is this the Twilight Zone? Did the rapture happen? What? Green on the map? I haven't seen green. I didn't even know that was a color that existed on the traffic maps. What? Now, you have these doctors, you have these nurses, and they're reporting, they're saying, the hospitals are empty. Nobody's in the hospitals. Now, you got a bunch of libtards, and they're like, oh, people are afraid to go to the hospital because of Donald Trump. Well, okay, so they're afraid to go to the hospital because they're an illegal and a non-citizen? Or they're not going to the hospital anymore because they've been deported? So really, even from the libtard angle, it still goes to the same result, which is Los Angeles was filled with so many illegal aliens. Once they're all gone, or I guess all in hiding, whatever it is, there's no traffic. You can get into a hospital and not have to wait 10 days. Whoa. I mean, imagine that. America for Americans? Wow. How do you like that? Would you, as an American, like to use your highways and not have to sit in traffic? What a noble concept. Would you, as an American, like your hospitals not to be overwhelmed by a bunch of illegal aliens who are getting free health care, by the way, in California? And now you can actually go in there and get in rather quickly. You go in with a broken arm, a busted head. It's like, oh, we 8 hours. Now you can get in, maybe get to a surgeon in an hour or two. And an American, you get to actually, unbelievable, Americans having a better experience with American infrastructure. All because there were tens of millions of illegal aliens here. And so it's like one of those things. It's like a person losing, it's like an obese person losing like 100 pounds overnight and not even knowing. It's like, whoa, this is what it's like to be thin and lightweight? Wow. And then all the other stuff that follows from that is like, yeah, okay, you can do new things now. Wow. So we'll get into that. And then I want to tie in something I've been talking about here with the youth and why they like communism, that I older generations just can't understand it, and I've tried to communicate it. I think I've got another way of communicating this today with a young girl who has graduated, and I guess she's just looking at the college loan that she's signed on to now and actually looking at the numbers and crunching them, and she's like, oh my God, what the hell has happened? And then she looks at the housing market, she's nowhere near that. She looks at the car market, she's like, okay, gotta have a huge payment on that. And then they look at the situation with when you do the minimum payments, how basically you're not even really paying off it. It's increasing. So again, I'm not promoting communism. I never would. But we live in a society here. And you have to listen to people's problems and you have to understand their problems. And you may have a different approach to a solution, but you can't ignore the problem. So yeah, I'm of the same belief system that, hey, communism is not the answer. I'm of the same belief system that, no, I don't believe we should have student loan forgiveness. And yeah, you sign a stupid loan contract, that's on you. And sure, we can point out how they get pressured into it by the schools, and they get pressured into it and indoctrinated into it, like, oh, this is the only way, which now it's kind of the opposite, quite frankly, unless you want to be an engineer or a doctor or something. But I want to kind of juxtapose it where it's like the realization for this girl, it's like, oh my God, you're supposed to, because the concept is you get out of college and now you're running, right? Now you got a wide open track in front of you and you're ready to sprint. But then you look down and you realize there's a 100-pound anvil tied to your ankle. It's called your student loan debt. And you can't run anywhere. So we'll talk about that and kind of tie it into this whole communist thing. But yeah, I mean, these younger Americans feel that America has abandoned them. I never felt that way. Maybe it's my upbringing. I don't know. Maybe it's just a personality thing. I never felt that way. I had to pay off six figures of college debt. It wasn't fun. I worked like 50, 60 hours a week in my early 20s. So yeah, it's not fun. But I'm saying I can relate to that. I have a different approach to it. I was never communist, but it's like I can see why people just give up on America and just say, I've been sold a lie. Who's looking out for me? I'm going to vote communist. I'm going to vote for student loan debt. And it's not like they make a big issue of this. I mean, the Biden administration pretended they were going to forgive student loan debt. They couldn't do it. It was a normal Democrat election cycle campaign pitch. Vote for us, we'll give you free stuff. Vote for us, we'll give you free money. And it works. Why do you think Mom Donnie is top of the polls? Because it works. Because you have a bunch of disenfranchised Americans. They look at their debt. And then they look at the housing market. They look at the car market. They look at the price of groceries and everything else. Look at the price of an apartment. And they just say, what the fuck? And they just give up on America. They feel America's given up on them, and they give up on America. And it's depressing to see. And then a lot of them probably work 10, 20 years even and finally get in the right side of it and no longer feel communist, no longer vote Democrat. But it's a real thing. Oh, but see, they're not addressing that. Nobody's making a big thing about that because didn't you hear there was a girl at Florida State that got into a verbal altercation with a guy in an IDF t-shirt. I mean, that's the big issue now. Literally, this is like the congressional issue. It's a federal issue. You're just like, okay. Okay. And then another one here that I talk about a lot. I think we've had, I don't know if it's Brian or Ed Krasenstein. They look the exact same. I've had them on before. For conversations and debates, but they just got back from Japan, or Brian just got back from Japan, and he's saying the things that I say. It's this realization factor of we don't have to live like this. There is absolutely no reason why America has to live like this. The homelessness, the crime, the decay, the collapsing infrastructure, the drug abuse. And I see right-wingers attacking him and whatever, it's fine. They do it to themselves. But no, you know, when you're right, you're right. And he's right. And he goes to Japan and he says, well, what the hell is going on? There's no homelessness. The streets are clean. The subways are on time. The subways are clean. There's no crime. I can let my kid run around in a major downtown area and I feel perfectly safe with it. It's like, this is not, why isn't it like this in America? So, we got all of that and more coming up. Kind of a long 30-minute intro today. We'll come back and start covering news. There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, It's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? Just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Let's kind of get through some of these other headlines, and then I'll really lay into the geopolitical news in the second hour with some of these other big clips. But so this drops today, and I think there's a lot of developments here, and I'll kind of come back to this later with the Times of Israel story that's saying, yeah, Israel is dripping out the Epstein stuff to get Trump to get into a larger war. And he's withholding. But this hits the New York Post. Ghislaine Maxwell told DOJ Trump never did anything concerning around her. Now, I don't doubt that this is true. So two things can be true. Donald Trump likes beautiful women. Donald Trump hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. I don't think anybody's denying this. Well, except maybe Trump. I don't know. Next thing, Trump will come out and say, I never liked beautiful women. I don't know where people got this idea. It's another Democrat hoax, ladies and gentlemen. It's another Democrat. More fake news, okay? Never liked beautiful women. Don't like them. Nope, not interested. Never was. It's like, oh, okay. So, no, Trump liked beautiful women. Beautiful women liked Trump. And him and Epstein were friends. They hung out a lot. Okay, so that can be true, and that is true. And it can also be true that Trump never did anything illegal, never did anything with minors. And perhaps at the time, and I would say probably, I believe, didn't even know Epstein was doing anything illegal. And they probably just hung out at social events. And maybe Epstein was trying to get him to do financial deals to get him on the hook, and Trump didn't need to do it because he handles his own finances. And maybe Epstein was trying to get him with some of these, you know, younger girls, but Trump didn't need to do it. He's got his own women. So Epstein might have been there trying to Fandango that deal, but Trump never needed it. And then, as it's evidence, when Trump found out about what Epstein was up to in recruiting the girls at Mar-a-Lago, he shut him off and cooperated with the feds. And that was it. And then the timetable even aligns, because somehow now Epstein says, oh, Trump's the con man. So I guess if you're Epstein and you're running this operation at Mar-a-Lago, and I don't know, maybe you think you have Trump's blessing on it, and Trump shuts it down, he's like, oh, he stabbed me in the back. Oh, he's a con man. So it looks like that's what's going on. But, okay, Epstein is out of the picture now, dead, who knows, killed himself on an island somewhere in Israel, on Mars, whatever. So now it's the Maxwell deal. So obviously they're requesting a pardon. The DOJ, now I don't know. It would be hard for me to believe that Donald Trump has no involvement in these negotiations, considering what a massive story this has been for months now. I'd be shocked if Trump really just handed over the whole thing to Todd Blanch and the DOJ. I mean, I'd be shocked if at least they weren't sending him a message and then saying, what do you think about this? Not that he's running the thing, but hey, let me know what you think about this in a message. So, but they're saying, Trump's saying, oh, I have nothing to do with it. So they are twisting Maxwell's arm, obviously, to get her to say, hey, Trump didn't do anything wrong, which I don't think is a lie, but she's obviously trying to use whatever leverage she has to get out and get a pardon. And of course, they're not, I mean, that would be a disaster to give Maxwell a pardon at this point. It would be an absolute disaster. So they try to find the middle ground and they say, hey, we're going to send you to the federal daycare over here. All right, go play tennis, go cook pasta, you know, go exercise, go do your hair, and you just, all right, better than the prison you're in, okay? So just take this, say what we want you to say about Trump, and let's just, okay, that's what we can do. But there's obviously still a lot of jockeying going on back and forth. But you get the feeling that this deal is not yet done. Because you know, Maxwell and her attorney can kind of twist the rudder on this thing anytime they want. And you know the media is going to take the bait. So it's kind of a very delicate situation now. And because it was handled so badly at the outset, it's going to be almost impossible to get trust back at this point. And so the only solution is full transparency, full declassification, and really try to just reset and just hit the reset button. And I think that Trump kind of gets caught up in his own ego. And you kind of saw it with the vaccines. And it's just like, no, the vaccines are good no matter what. I'm going to say they're good. I'm going to say Operation Warp Speed is good. We're going to celebrate. It's a victory. And it's just like he can't. It's like, just won't let it go. When it's like, no, you got to just hit the reset button. Say you were duped about COVID. You were duped by Fauci. I mean, you got plenty of fall guys to blame it on. You were told we needed the vaccines to get the economy open or stop the spread. You believed these people. You thought they were trustworthy. You did it. I guess if you don't want to admit you made a mistake, maybe this is what's holding you up. But it's like, no, just hit the reset button and say, Fauci was a bad guy. They lied about everything. I did the vaccine deal to get the economy and stop the virus from spreading. That was my intent. I know that things got bad and it didn't go the way we wanted to. So here's what happened. So it's like the same thing. Just come out and say, all right, we handled the Epstein deal badly. There were things in there that I didn't know were in there. And so we kind of just handled and botched the rollout. But, you know, we're going to fix this. We're going to make it right. The American people will understand that. And they'll be patient with that. But when you come out and you say, oh, Operation Warp Speed, the vaccines were great. Now you're insulting us. Oh, I didn't know Epstein. It was all a hoax. Now you're just insulting us. That's not going to work. But this is now the jockeying, and so they're going to try to get positive messaging out of Maxwell, but she's only going to give him so much until she gets what she wants, which is out of prison. But they can't. There's no way they can let her out. That would be way, way too obvious. So she's in the nice little federal daycare for now. And the Epstein thing is dying down a little bit, but it's going to come back in full force when you start to have these hearings. And, you know, stuff always leaks out. You know, something always leaks out. Somebody always drops a hint. Somebody always drops a viral cut. So when these things happen in a couple weeks, people are going to know. What did Bill Clinton have to say? Trump says Bill Clinton has been on Epstein Island 28 times. Seems very confident in that number, by the way. Trump does. Of course, Bill Clinton is denying it. And then they come out with the footage. It's just more drip, drip, drip. And you've got Qatari leaders and Saudi Arabian leaders and Israeli leaders and Trump and all these people Epstein is in there with in the pictures. He's got cameras in every room. He's got weird coded art. It's like not as bad as the Podesta stuff, but, you know, it's something weird, some sort of hidden meaning there. And it's just like, wow, yeah, this was Epstein's job. So were all these people business partners with his financing firms? Were all these people clients that liked what Epstein had to offer at the island? What about the dollar bill signed by Bill Gates that says, you were right? Remember the movie Trading Places? And the two guys bet a dollar? Great movie, Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy. And they bet a dollar about, can you make the homeless guy into a successful Wall Street broker? And they're just so rich that, we just bet a dollar. Is it some weird deal like that? What was going on at Zorro Ranch? And it's almost like nobody wants to get into that. And I understand why. You talk about victims of sex crimes. You talk about sexual blackmail of world leaders. It's like, that's the human interest story. Well, what about them cloning? What was going on in the cloning deal? Why is Bill Gates, did Bill Gates make some sort of a bet with Epstein? Was it about the cloning centers in Zorro Ranch? That's a whole nother angle to this that gets almost no attention. This was stuff they were doing for 20 years potentially. I mean, who knows what they were doing? But nobody's really asking about that. So, well, let's just see what happens when these hearings start to come down. And, you know, maybe I know Comer is aware of this stuff, but then it just becomes a matter of time. But, you know, maybe it's like, hey, do we start? Everybody knows about the island and everybody knows about the sex trafficking. So how do we now? Okay, that's not going anywhere. But how do we build this? How do we build up a new phenomenon? How do we build up the new pressure and say, wait a second? I think it was New York Times or Washington Post. Some of them did a whole piece about it. How Epstein wanted to seed the world and how they were running eugenics programs and they wanted to seed the world with their clones. Somebody's been to that ranch. Somebody heard about cloning. You know, there's a little bit of a story there, I'd say. But I'll tell you what. Let's put that aside for a second. And let's just look at some general stuff here. Let's look at some general stuff of issues all Americans deal with. It doesn't matter your skin color, your religious beliefs, your political alignment. Let's start with this. So this is an LA nurse talking about how the hospitals are empty. So just like the traffic disappears with the deportations, The hospitals were usually are waiting hours on end to see a doctor. Now all of a sudden they're empty too. Is this all from the deportation? So this is one take from an LA nurse reporting on this in clip six.
Just got off my 12-hour shift at one of LA County's easiest hospitals and ERs. And you guys, our waiting room is just empty, like four patients max, like every hour. And as much as a healthcare worker enjoys a slow day, it's actually pretty scary. Like, I know that a lot of patients are just scared to seek medical care right now. And it's just really sad, the circumstances that we are in right now. And it just scares me for the results of this after, because a lot of patients are going to hold off to not seek medical care, and they're going to come back 10 times sicker. And I just want to urge anybody who has any family members who are experiencing any serious symptoms to encourage them to seek medical care. Hospitals are supposed to be safe spaces, and we are there to protect our patients and care for them regardless of who they are, where they are, and where they come from. So this is just a PSA. Please, please, please educate anybody who is scared to seek medical care to seek it if necessary. And don't wait.
So let's respond to all of this here for a second. Now, obviously, she's probably a bleeding heart liberal based off of her, let's say, style of delivery here. But, you know, anybody that knows nurses knows they got big hearts. They really do care about people, whatever their political affiliation is. So I think she comes from a good place there. But aside from wherever her heart is at, a hospital is a safe place. Well, now, hold on a second. If you go out and commit a crime and shoot somebody or stab somebody and you get shot or stabbed yourself in the process of committing a crime and you go to a hospital, yeah, you're going to get treated and you're going to be arrested. So that doesn't mean it's like a sanctuary for criminals to escape the law. So yeah, an illegal alien goes in there and needs medical care, you're going to treat them, but that doesn't mean they're above the law. Okay. But think about what she's saying here. Oh, well, the hospitals are empty because people are too scared to come in because they're all illegal aliens. Well, isn't that the problem? So maybe you're concerned. Maybe it's some bleeding heart leftist statement that you're trying to make. Maybe you're genuinely concerned about people's health. Maybe it's somewhere in between. But what you're saying is the city of Los Angeles is so inundated with illegal aliens that now that they're either all deported or scared to come out, the hospitals are wide open, the traffic is gone. I mean, it's kind of being on the wrong side of that issue. So what? You want the hospitals to be filled? You want Americans to not be able to get health care because it's filled with illegal aliens? You want Americans to sit in traffic hours a day because the streets are clogged up with illegal aliens? Is that what you're saying? Seems like that's what you're implying here. So, hey, you can have a big heart and want to take care of everybody, but nobody's above the law, am I right? So that is just an incredible thing to witness in Los Angeles. And so far, it hasn't changed. Traffic still less than normal. That's a recent video, so the hospitals are still not filled like they normally are. And she knows it, too. Notice how she knows it. Oh, I know why the hospitals are empty, because all the illegal aliens are scared to come in. Well, they must not be that sick. And I guess that proves that Los Angeles is inundated with illegal aliens, which is not a good thing. So I know you have such a big heart, and that's nice, but just because you need health care doesn't mean you're above the law. All right? And I think this is something to be celebrated if I'm an American. If I'm living in Los Angeles, in fact, I'd be outraged. I'd be saying, you mean to tell me that the Los Angeles living experience has been so miserable because of non-citizens? That was it? My traffic headaches? My nightmares at the hospital was all because of illegal aliens? Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed about that, and I would not be shutting up about it if I lived in Los Angeles. So this gets into some other issues here. The economy is not good, folks. It's not. And that's not, people hear that and they're like, whoa, you're a panicking, you're anti-Trump. I'm not blaming Trump. 100% this is because of the Biden administration. Trump's big mistake was letting them shut down the economy and then the stimulus during COVID. That's the portion of this that he bears. But no, I'm not blaming Trump for this. But when he comes out and says the economy's great, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yes, and clap like a seal. No, it's not. People still can't afford to live in this country. People defaulting on their mortgages and car payments and credit card debt and student loans, higher than it's ever been. That's an unhealthy economy. That's a bad economy. And that's not even all Biden either. This is decades of bad economic policy and decisions. But so here's one woman complaining about her health care plan. And so, you know, this is why getting the economy going is so important. And really, this is a big issue. The Democrats don't want the economy good. The Democrats like a bad economy because then they can run on giving you free stuff. So the Democrats crash the economy and then they come in an election cycle and say, I know the economy's bad. So here's some free stuff. So listen to this lady talking about what happened with her health care plan in clip 7.
It's really unfair that I have to choose either having health care.
Nice dramatic effects here, too.
Or a roof over my head. I got a letter today from Blue Shield Blue Cross, and my monthly premiums went up to $2,627 a month, 17 cents.
It's your Obamacare.
If I choose health insurance, I lose my house. If I choose my house, I lose my health insurance. Either way, I'm breaking the law.
All right. You get the point. Now, this is what happens when you take Americans' money from them via taxes. I guarantee you, if you cut this lady's taxes to 10% of what she's paying now, which is totally realistic to do, then she could probably afford her health insurance and her house payments. So that's the simplest solution, is just stop taking Americans' money, period. And you don't need to send billions to foreign countries. You don't need to send billions to Israel. You don't need to send billions to Ukraine. You don't need to spend all the foreign aid. You don't need to do it. Okay? So let's stop it. You don't need to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on all this military stuff. Oh, now we need the Golden Dome. Well, why? Maybe we should just stop getting involved in these wars. So here's another one, though. This young girl gets out of college and realizes what's going on with her student debt, and it hits her so hard she gets a little emotional. And, you know, we know this about women. They get a little emotional. It's okay. All right. Let's be patient. But here she is expressing it in clip 17.
So as it turns out, the student loans that I've been paying $1,500 a month for 2 years have a 17% interest rate. So what I thought I'd been paying off for all this time, I'm actually, like, I owe more than what I started off with. What the fuck? So me, bro, like, I owe $90,000.
All right, for the sake of time, I'm going to stop it right there. But you get the point. She talks about how she can't afford the anything but the minimum payment, but then she looks at it. That means her debt just keeps going up. Now, here's Marjorie Taylor Greene addressing this in clip 17.
You're seeing a pull away, and primarily people, I would say, anywhere ranging from 40 to 50 and under, and then drastically, especially under 30, because these are the people that are getting hit the hardest, and they're saying, we're never going to get to be able to buy a house. And it's not just interest rates are the reasons. It's the cost of housing and the availability. I mean, when you've got companies like Blackstone buying up all the houses and turning them into rental homes, and no one in Washington, D.C. is willing to do anything about it, well, you have 20 and 30-year-olds who are frankly pissed off, and rightfully so. And I'm their mom. And Eric, when it comes to my kids, there's nobody I'll fight harder for. And I hate the term mama bear because I don't really think of myself that way. I was never one of those helicopter moms, but I am fighting in Washington, D.C. to affect the policies and the direction of the Republican Party because I want it to serve my kids' generation. And I think that's the right thing that we should be doing.
Now, I can also tie this into the Krasenstein family, Brian Krasenstein getting back from Japan and saying how shocked he is at how nice it is there compared to America. This is an issue I've been talking about for a long time. Like Tucker Carlson goes to Russia. He's like, why is Russia nicer than America? What the hell is this? You can go to UAE, Qatar, all these different places. They don't have these problems. The third worldification of our metropolitan areas is not a shared problem in these other first world countries. And so you scratch your head. It's like, what's going on? Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, honestly, her political IQ right now is like top notch because she gets it. And this is why I was so frustrated, and I was talking about this yesterday, why I see these right-wingers that are just becoming a-holes, and they're just missing this opportunity. You know, the Democrat Party is reeling. They didn't deliver during the Biden years. They didn't deliver, really, with anything in the Obama years either. So you have a lot of disenfranchised liberals that are looking for something. But when Republicans come out and insult them and all this other stuff, then they're never going to come over. It's like, hey, hold on a second. Let's hear these people out. Doesn't mean we have to agree on things. Doesn't mean we have to agree on a solution. But it's like, this is a real problem. And these younger generation liberals, even, they're looking for somebody that's going to address or hear their issues. Doesn't mean we have to go communist, but it's like, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep more money in your pocket. We're going to cut your taxes. You know what we're going to do? We're going to turn up American energy. We're going to cut regulations so that your cost of living goes down. We're going to give this one a try. Because, folks, these are real issues. These are real issues that young people are facing. And they look at the country and they say, this country has turned its back on me. So who's going to stand there for them?
Just got in my methylene blue ultra. Methylene Blue USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm really interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see. Yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving you all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue USP grade, the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll need to probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.